And I used to keep Little Maggie Young for their mammy to work.
Mm-hmm.
I used to keep Little Maggie Young, beautiful little puppies, you know, out there that was for the nursing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
you used to call a little child whose mother and father weren't married, what did you used to call them?
I called them bastards.
Bastards, uh-huh. Did you ever call them a witch cult?
No, well, yeah, some of them did. Some of the old generation did.
Uh-huh. Suppose somebody had a fishing rod he liked very much and his boy broke it. And he had a fit. What would you say that man got awfully?
I'd say he got mad.
Got mad. If you worked hard all day, by nighttime you'd be pretty, you'd be awfully, you say,
tired.
Yeah. And if somebody becomes ill in a hurry, just suddenly, you say, he
had a spell.
Or did he take sick or get sick?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He said, "My Lord mercy, he is so sick he don't know what to do." That's what you say about it.
I see.
And the next thing, you came to a doctor now.
Uh-huh.
We just had a few doctors in my childhood coming up. We just had one was raised and he made a doctor. Mm-hmm. We just had that. There wasn't doctors like he is now.
Mm-hmm. If you don't feel well right here, you say you're sick.
Say you're sick at your stomach.
Sick at your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And after a wedding, the friends of the bride and groom might kind of play pranks on them. They used to call that.
They call it celebrating.
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 Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And who used to stand up with the groom?
Nobody.
The best man, you call him? No.
Not my coming on. They've done that now here late.
I see. So you never heard of a waitman or a waiter?
No, not my coming. Uh-huh. We just marry. That's all of the.
I see.
They invited in their girlfriend, and then they invited in the girl that invited in their boyfriend, they didn't have them like that.
Uh-huh. How did you used to frighten children? You say, "Now you better behave, or what'll get you?"
Booming.
Uh-huh. And if you had an old house someplace around, the children might think it was full of...
Ants.
Uh-huh.
Ants.
Ants.
Mm-hmm.
And
I said, when y'all go outside now, you find somebody in there, there'll be an old hand in there to get you.
Uh-huh.
That's the way we kept them.
Did you ever say it used to be full of ghosts?
Yeah. Well, that's what I say. They tell them there's hands, you know. Mm-hmm. A ghost, they think probably they wouldn't be no saying that, but you said a hand. I say he won't have no meat on his bone, and don't go back out there because he don't have no meat on his bone.
And they stay away, huh?
They stay away from him.
Uh-huh. What do they used to call something that would bring him bad luck, like a black cat?
Yeah, they talk that term.
They call that a hoodoo or a...
Yeah.
A jinx. You thought a man would bring him...
Yeah. A black cat. If he took up at your house, folks used to say, "Well, that's an old black cat. Good luck, but an old black cat take up at your house."
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I see. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So a black cat was good luck.
I see. If a man is supposed to bring you bad luck, you might say, "I want to stay away from him." They say he's a regular...
Deadbeat.
Deadbeat? Did you ever say he's a regular Jonah?
I say you call him a regular. Children would call him a deadbeat.
Mm-hmm.
But the grown folks, you know, would call him that. He was just a Jonah.
Just a Jonah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And on Christmas, what do you say for a greeting?